For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can't believe it. Oh my God, y'all. Y'all won't believe the baddest of bitches is here on Common Alien Secure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm your host, Kelsey Dara, and I'm laughing because I recorded a whole 7 minutes with our beautiful guest, Joyce, and we were laughing, having a good old time, having so much fun, only for me to realize I had us muted. And if there's one thing that you can't do to me and Joyce,
is mute two bad bitches.
Tell me about it. Where do we even start? How are you? Thank you for coming on the pod. I'm so sorry. I fucked up the audio.
First of all, I don't care. You know, I love spending time with you.
Same.
And things happen. You know, the season is giving crash out era. The sun is coming back out. The demons are going away. And we just got to get through it. So
that is true. We hit daylight savings time.
Yes.
What's your take on daylight saving time?
I do hate it.
I hate it.
But I hate it.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
I hate it. But then when it happens, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you either spring forward and you're like, oh, it's so light out at 5 p.m. again. Or when you fall back, you're like, yes, I got an extra hour.
Yeah.
It's mind fuckery. They're gaslighting us.
I think it's just it made it so that, like, I realized I don't get shit done if the sun's not out.
Get, at all.
At all.
The second the sun started to set, which was like 3:30, I'm off the clock.
I'm like, dang, I really got to edit this video?
No.
I should be in bed.
I should be asleep with an eye mask.
With an eye mask.
And I don't mind. Are you an early riser?
No. I am naturally a 12 p.m.er.
Wow.
I force myself to be an early riser.
Oh, that's impressive.
You know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I'm up until 6 a.m. reading manga.
Oh, I'm so glad you said it. Okay, wait. But before we get into all that hot sauce, for those who don't know, if you've been living under a rock, me and Joyce met back in the BuzzFeed days.
We did.
And we said this already, but like we clicked instantly.
We did.
Because back then you could be loud and messy and cute and build a whole brand on it. And we were just talking about on the muted version of this, mm-hmm. how it's a lot harder now to be like us, because you said something really a good point of like, we're watching the internet fall back to be a little more conservative.
Yes. And I think because of that conservatism, like the fall of body positivity, just seeing like some of the jokes that I've been seeing online about like people getting with people because of their bloodline and like traditional like standards in relationship and the trends in buying and clothes, like even what happened with Pretty Little Thing. I just felt, for me, it was triggering, right? Because like I grew up in that era, right? Where like I was so outside of the cultural norm that like I was constantly bullied for it. And then I came to this magical world called BuzzFeed and I met some of the coolest people that I looked up to who just like treated me like I was this bee's knees funny person. I never thought I was funny until
that's crazy.
Like I never thought I was a jokester. I truly like people did not laugh at my jokes.
What a fun discovery for later on in life. You're like, wait, I'm hilarious?
I'm like funny. Like people are cackling. I'm like, oh, I should be stupid. But Yeah, so I took a long break from social media. I think I just kind of like did my work, and then I had an epiphany where it's like, who's gonna fight me?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the thing. It's like getting over myself. Like, who gives a fuck? Are you gonna fight me? I have to
see. Bless you. I did warn George that the microphone's covered in cat hair in this house.
I did not. I don't know why. It was just like growing.
No, it was probably one cat hair. Because also what you can't see is that this house is a mess. I'm 2 weeks from moving.
It looks fine.
Having minor crash outs every 20 minutes. There's piles. Like this one little corner I kept because I was like, I know I have to film with Joyce this week. I did not tackle this side of the house. Everything else is in shambles.
Honestly, the house is not that bad. It's an organized chaos.
At least it's stacked.
Yes.
It's like a Leaning Tower of Pisa situation. Like things might fall through the floor soon, yeah. But it'll fall through in a line.
You will have people to come and move it out.
Amen, sister. That's all that matters. You know? And so you really built this like incredible brand of just being yourself, being authentic. And we're kind of briefly touching on just like now it's a lot harder to make money that way.
It is.
Because we do as creators, we rely on brand deals and things like that where people want to partner with us because of who we are and what we represent. And now, even if they're like a very liberal brand and company, they're seeing, well, not everybody is as like loud and proud as they used to be. And that can make people like us kind of go like, I'm not fucking changing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't change. I'm too set in my ways. Pussy's too tight. Brain too big. So it's like, it just, when it comes to brands and stuff and when it comes to the internet, like authenticity is always going to win. And even when, because the internet has also made everything so trending. Sorry.
Eat that mic like a dick, Joyce. Please.
But everything's always so trending.
Yeah.
Like bodies, relationships. Everything's trending. I'm over that. Some things outlive the trends.
Ooh.
So
that's true. You should just keep doing you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just be yourself, man.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the world. No. The world can go suck its own dick.
It kind of is right now.
It really is.
It just feels like one long centipede game of like different white men in suits.
It really is, man. Ugh. You want to know a crazy fact?
I do.
You know the Human Centipede movie?
Yeah.
The poop was made out of chocolate and flour and like sugar.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, they used to eat it up all the time. I'm not mad about it.
Wait,
yeah.
Can I tell you something sick that's kind of like similar to this?
Yeah.
Have you ever done sugar waxing?
Yes.
Okay, I used to be afraid of waxing, and then I discovered sugar waxing.
That is still painful.
It's still painful, but it's just sugar. And so I do it at home. I make it myself.
You better not eat that shit.
I eat it. Not when the hair's on it. Relax. Not once the hair's on it, but like sometimes when you're getting the ball of goo together, mm-hmm. and then it's like stuck on your fingers, I'm like, oh, well, it's just sugar.
You're a fatty.
It's sugar with like a little bit of lemon juice and
fatty.
It's delicious.
You're a fatty.
I just want to be clear. It's not once the hair's on. Once the hair's on, it's got to go. But if it was an apocalyptic situation.
I mean, do you feel full after? I've never eaten the sugar wax.
No, it's just kind of like a little treat. You're like, oh. Because that shit's uncomfortable. And so I try to find joy where I can, okay?
I think you should make a sugar wax one you eat and the one you use. Since you do make it at home.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I do have a jar of it. I'll show you later. So also people probably know you from the new Second Try cast. How's that been?
You know, I really love the Second Try class.
Yeah.
I really feel like I am a part of an amazing little family.
You are.
I love Keith. I love Zach. I didn't get to really like interact with Zach until after they left.
Which is so funny.
And Zach is just such a girl.
Yeah.
He's a derpy girl's
girl.
We
call him the lesbian in our group chat because he's like an honorary lady.
Yeah. He just will sit and yap with you.
Yes.
And then forget what's going on. And he said, wait. Or he'll be like, Joyce, you want to hear some tea?
Oh, that bitch loves juice. If there's one thing I know, that man loves some fucking goss.
Yeah, I feel like I could just sit on the couch with him and tell him my friend's business.
Oh, and he'll keep a secret.
And till dying day.
Me and him, no secrets about each other that I will not even tell my therapist.
Telling you, like, And it's just like, and Keith has always been like an older brother to me and his random facts all the time.
He's a great, they're all great.
They're really all great. And the whole cast is great. Really funny, really nice.
I feel like you represent like such an important thing too for people in the TriCast. Like I feel like my brand, my energy is a little bit too aggressive for the Try Guys energy. Like I'm a little too unfriendly.
Yeah.
But you find a way to bring like this kindness into your chaos. Like you're very like, you build people up. And I love that about you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a very sweet person.
That's true.
Now, if you touch my friends, I'll be your biggest op. People sometimes think I'm too nice. You better come respectfully.
That's true.
You know, because I'm a Scorpio moon. I've fought for years.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your big three?
Huh?
What's your big three?
I'm a Gemini sun.
That's why I love you.
I am a Scorpio moon.
Burr.
Libra rising.
Oh, okay. So she's sane, though.
Mm-hmm. The Scorpio moon.
That's where you get your.
I want to jump off the roof.
No. But you're good. You're good.
But it keeps me. I feel like if I didn't have a Scorpio moon, I would not be as empathetic.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Like, I think it's made me a very emotionally, like, I like going
sound person.
Yeah.
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 You're very, like, in tune with your emotions.
Yeah, because I feel it so intensely.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good way of saying it. Like, mm-hmm. You're a very, like, intense person, but it's very still accessible.
Yeah. Like, I'll give you bits. I won't show you behind the hood because very few get into that sector.
Listen, you got to have a ticket to ride that ride.
You too.
I hear you.
Because... I'll go into beat poetry.
Uh-oh.
Or it's like, I was on the phone with Jazz the other day, and I was thinking to myself, I am really dramatic. Because she was like, oh, Joyce, like, I don't feel, like, cute today. I said, you don't feel cute? The mountains scream your name every morning you wake up. Sunlight is addicted to you. You don't think you're cute? Beauty has been written throughout history, but it's never known its true definition until I met you. You
watch out, Kendrick.
And then she's like, thanks.
You know what though, I think I've just come to expect that kind of love from you. Yeah. I'd be like, yes. And like, you give that. Are you a writer at all?
I have poems. I write scripts sometimes.
Stop.
I think that's the thing. Like my grandma always said, like, I was born to be a storyteller. And I think I do that through my comedy. I think I do that when I hang out with, you know, the random stranger outside the club.
Amen.
I think, like, I also don't think I'm a comedian. I think that I'm a storyteller.
And yeah.
I think how I tell the story, I curate it for the story.
And it just happens to be funny.
Yeah, it does. Because I focus on weird things.
We talked about, which I'm so bummed this got cut out for a second, but I'm glad we can revisit it. Because mm-hmm. I was like, you and me... we belong on reality television, and that's just a fact. And I said, you need to go on something like The Circle or Survivor. And you said,
I applied to The Circle and Survivor.
What?
And I didn't get in.
But you got far.
Yeah. With Survivor, I got into the second round and didn't get that far. But with The Circle, me and Jazz did it.
Stop.
And we got into the final interview.
And what the fuck?
Excuse me. And
they just didn't pick you.
No, we'd even get to do it. They just canceled it.
Damn, why?
Yeah.
They canceled the whole show?
No, they just canceled our interview.
Oh, so they probably locked in a cast.
Yeah.
I think you need to reapply. Because some people, I talked about this last week, so the confidants know I've been on a Survivor kick. I got introduced late in life, which I'm devastated by. Do you like Traitors?
Love Traitors.
Okay, see? Those who like Traitors love Survivor.
Yes.
I did not know Survivor was Traitors outside with no shoes on.
Literally.
Like, messy, backstabby.
Drama.
I thought Survivor was like living in the... I was uninformed.
I thought it was like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, if I don't go on Survivor, I'm going to kill myself.
You are going to go on Survivor.
And I'm going to win.
That's the thing. It's just like, I don't want people to know that I'm still a Gemini.
Oh. You... You see, I think you need to reapply.
I'm a good person. I'm in therapy. I don't want you to. I don't want y'all to know I could use these powers for evil.
I would be so afraid of you if you were on Survivor, because I'd be like, she's too nice. Everyone loves her. She's She's powerful. I'd be like, we got to get her out soon because she's like, she's the social vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would just, and over time, I would just slowly debilitate each alliance.
You're like a long con game.
I watch Death Note.
What's that?
Death Note is this anime about this guy who could like kill someone if they write his name in the book. And basically Light would like go off with, I don't remember the names right now, but he would go off with this other guy and they would just like try to one-up each other through long. It's so good and so intellectual.
Okay, I love
like
that.
I like to take my time. Like, you know, I'm a good person. I'm a kind person. I think everyone is beautiful.
But
I've taken down every app I've ever had.
Listen, me and you are reapplying and that's final.
Okay.
I need you to do it with me.
Okay, but we'd immediately have to be an alliance. And you'd have
to pretend like we don't know. Yeah, I'll delete this episode and pretend like we don't know each other. Okay, Joyce, we're going to go to our next segment. I forgot to tell you we do segments.
Oh, okay.
This one is called TikTok Taught Me, which is just something I learn and bring to the confidants from TikTok because we support this app on this platform. And I think it's better than the public school education I had in Florida. No surprise to anyone there.
He's such a internet.
Listen, I am an iPad kid, but an adult. I tell people all the time, I learn more on TikTok than I ever learned in 12 years of school.
Same.
Facts. This isn't something to learn, but this was a fun game I saw people playing on a podcast where basically they presented this question and the answers are very interesting. So pretend this is a real problem, real life situation here.
Okay.
You are in a room with 50,000 grapes. There's a lot of grapes. Mm-hmm. Grapes are delicious. How do you feel about grapes?
Oh. They never make it home.
Yeah, because it's in my mouth.
I just eat it.
Yeah.
Time again, though.
Love. Do you like those cotton candy grapes?
I do, but not all the time.
Same. Yeah. In moderation. You have 50,000 grapes. For every grape you eat, you get $1,000. So that's $50,000 in that room right there. However, Joyce, there is one grape in that pile of $50,000. If you eat it, it will kill you. You will die if you eat this grape. It's poisonous. And then you get no money because you're dead. How many grapes are you eating?
10.
10? 10 grapes?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be afraid?
God's got me. I don't know. You got a raw dog. One grape? Is it marked differently?
No, it looks just like everything. There's no way to tell. It doesn't smell different, look different.
Well, maybe 20.
20? You're going more?
20,000's worth.
Wait, I also said $50,000. That's way more money than that. If each grape is worth 1,000, isn't it? Because there's 50,000. What's 50,000 times 50,000?
You make me do math. No,
I'll do it. You talk your reasoning through because I think that's insane.
For me, I just personally feel like when it comes,
that's this much money. What is that?
Oh, that's two octillion, not.
Two point five attillion to the ninth power.
I think that's a lot.
Okay, so
it should be worth more than 1,000 each.
That's a lot of grapes, though, in front of you, and you're just gonna take a chance on 20 of them for 20K.
20K is good. I can go to Brazil.
What do you want to go to Brazil for?
I'm on Brazil talk. Uh
oh. Don't hurt them.
I'm telling you, and you could get your hair braided in the streets, and they be doing samba and stuff. I want to go to Brazil.
Oh my God, I think you belong in Brazil. You want to go to Carnival?
Of course.
Yeah.
But I hear that we just got to keep our personal items strapped.
Yes, 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 yes. You glue that shit to the inner thigh.
To my nipple.
Underneath.
My thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swallow it, you know?
Swallow it.
You get very Brazil energy.
Oh, thank
I can't
you.
Believe you're doing 20 grapes.
How many are you going to do?
Bruh, I'm not gonna lie. 2.
You're doing all that for 2K?
All of that. That's my point. All of that. That's a lot to do. You could die. You could end your being, your existence.
Kelsey, I love you. Your brand deals make more money than
But what if you
Why
get...
Why don't you even... Then just don't do it.
You
but
know
2K,
what? You're right.
2K is,
Why risk it?
You can't even have a weekend with you.
You know
Won't
what?
Even last.
You know what? You're right. I've never not spent 2K in a weekend in my life. That's very true. You know what though? I bet you if I was in the room and I did one and I was like, okay, I feel safe. I might I think I'd have to see how I felt, how that vibes were after each one.
Yeah.
Maybe also, I do go 20. Yeah. Maybe I go 50.
Also, it's like, so do I die instantly?
Oh, no. Slow and painful, I'm going to say.
Perfect. Give that money to my sister. If I already am not, and if I'm dying, I'm eating more grapes.
Yeah.
Because then my little sister don't got to worry about rent. My big sister ain't got to worry about cash. Mom and dad are good.
I'm very impressed.
I have no... Everybody in the house would be good. I would eat 100 grapes before I fucking die.
Wow. I mean, 100 grapes out of 50,000, that's not that much.
It's
so,
not that much. I would, but I'd be dying if I got the bad grape.
Yeah.
But I would just keep eating grapes.
Until you just felt like you were done?
Until I croak and then they got to send the cash.
You're kidding. You would do this on an UAT side mission?
Yep. As long as the cash is in my mama's account.
Yeah. What a martyr. This is why people love you. Joyce, when we come back, we're going to talk about some saucy shit.
Oh.
Confidant, do you struggle with like your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore. Okay. You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today. Confidants, have you heard of NAD Plus? If not, stick with me here, okay? Because I've been hearing about this everywhere and I was like, wait, what even is this? Apparently, it's a powerful peptide found in every cell in your body, right? It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and it plays a key role in slowing the aging process. But as we age, NAD Plus levels decline and it can lead to fatigue and brain fog and sluggish metabolism. So this is where Effecti comes in, right? Effecti's NAD Plus therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improve focus, and enhance recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free like me. And the best part, truly, confidants, this is why like I wanted to tell you about this, it's 100% online, okay? It's fast shipping. I got mine so quickly. There are no hidden fees and unlimited access to licensed doctors so you can start feeling the benefits in no time. I have been using the nasal spray. I do it in nostrils 1 to 3 times a day, and I genuinely feel like such a glow and happier peace of mind. I am such a big fan, and I want you to become one too. So are you ready to recharge your body? Right now, my listeners get $50 off NAD Plus longevity treatments at effecti.com with code Kelsey at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code Kelsey for $50 off. No hassle, no membership, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today. That was me sleeping, confidants. Did you know that we spend nearly a third of our lives in bed? That's a lot of time. So why not make every night's sleep the best it can be with Avocado's Green Mattress? All Avocado mattresses are crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton, ensuring a safe, healthy sleep environment free from harmful chemicals and toxins. Like, duh, when you're sleeping, why wouldn't you want that? Okay, it is designed to provide exceptional support and comfort with options ranging from gentle, firm to plush, meaning diverse sleep needs and preferences are all taken care of. Okay, baby, you can even take a mattress quiz to see which mattress and comfort option is right
for you. And Avocado is committed to sustainability. Their mattresses are made from organic, eco-friendly materials that are both good for you and the planet. So head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
Joyce, the real reason why I asked you here today, let me open my notes. What's the real reason why I asked you here today? Just clear my throat. Today's episode, dear listeners, is about manga.
Manga.
Which, listen, I know it's supposed to be like anime's cooler, artsier cousin. But if you ask me to name one manga series, mm-hmm. I'd probably say Pokemon and embarrass myself. But fear not, because you are here. My manga sensei, dare I say, to break it down for us. Because I actually do want to learn and understand and know what the hell this world is about. Because I feel like every time I go into a bookstore, I feel like I'm missing out on something. And I feel like I see people in that section. I'm like, man, they look cool as hell. So I want to start with the very basics. Mm-hmm. What even is manga and how does it differ from anime, say?
So manga is basically... Anime is usually the animated version. Manga is usually the animated version of a manga story. So they all start off as comics.
Okay.
Like comic books.
Okay.
And then they get animated and picked up.
Okay.
So they kind of go hand in hand for the most part. Sometimes there's anime originals that are just animes. That's very rare. At least I haven't seen that a lot. And I believe it's from... left to right?
Yes.
So you read it from left to right. See, I read them. I have physical mangas of all of my favorite childhood series, but I usually read it on my phone, so I'd be forgetting.
So you've been into this for a while.
Here comes some Joyce's lore.
Tell me about the Joyce lore. I want to know.
So back in the day, you know, there used to be like animated music videos, like early 2000s.
Okay.
And me and my sister, we used to watch them when we were super young. And my anime story is very different. So the first anime, let me go way back. So my first like anime I ever watched was Inuyasha. It came out on Adult Swim on Toonami at night.
Okay.
Me and my older sister, we'd stay up at night and watch it. And that's kind of where my obsession came. I mean... long white haired beautiful boy with cat ears, and that's why I'm secretly attracted to that. It was something came early in my youth, you know,
that you were shaped by this.
Literally, that's Orlando Bloom and Lord of the Rings had me fucking, I don't know, had me going grow.
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then a couple years, so I would watch like Sailor Moon, I'd watch Dragon Ball Z, I'd watch all the classics.
Okay.
You know, they could watch on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And then it came to like, I would say like 2008 and nine.
Great year.
Yeah. Me and my sister, we'd watch like, you know, Kim Possible animated music videos to Cascade, like, and every time we touch, I get to feel it. And so like, then I kind of went down a rabbit hole in that as a kid.
Okay.
So, you know, I'd watch it, you know, it'd be Ron and Kim and then Shigo and Kim. I was like, Shigo and Kim shipper. And then like one of the suggested links was for this anime called Naruto. I didn't know what Naruto was at the time.
Okay.
And there was the ship and it was the main character, Naruto and Sasuke.
Okay.
And I was obsessed.
Those words you just said, I don't know what that means.
They're basically like, Naruto's kind of like a ninja show.
Okay.
And, you know, they're in the world of ninjas trying to be the best ninjas. Really great show. And there's two male characters. Someone drew them kissing.
Oh, so it's kind of like fanfic a little bit.
Yeah, it was like fan art. And it was a good music video. It's a Cascade, of course.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like obsessed. So I went down the rabbit hole of that, watching all like all of the fan-made comics. And then I found this gay manga. It's called Jujo Romantica. And I started reading mangas.
Okay. And question. Were you like out and proud about this like obsession back then? Or was this something that you were like, this is for me and me alone.
No, because I was black in the South in the 2000s. I was already not cool.
Got it.
If I added an anime to that, like, they used to eat me up for having a Tamagotchi. Like,
stop. Everybody had a Tamagotchi.
They used to beat my ass. Oh, my
stop.
God. They hated, bro. They hated me already. They didn't need to know what I was doing.
Are you kidding? Where in the South did you grow up?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
See, growing up in Florida, I feel like genuinely, like, the black girls were the coolest chicks.
What part did you grow up in again?
Tampa.
Oh, I've been to Tampa so many times. You know, Haitians love.
Why?
Florida.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got a lot of good culture down there.
Yeah, Haitians love Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, when people say, like, oh, Florida is, you know, Florida, it's mm-hmm. like, yes, correct. But we're also not the South. Like, the South has a lot of bad shit to, like, the Bible Belt and, mm-hmm. like, the Southern life. But Florida was kind of its own thing.
It's its own universe. I don't know who sold their soul to who when they created Florida. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is purgatory in the way, but it's also so much fun. It's a lot more fun. Like, I go to a family reunion in Florida every single year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Beaufort County. That's what the Haitians
Oh, that's funny.
So, I love Florida.
So, you know. Okay. I just feel like your love for manga would have been a little bit more accepted. Florida. It wouldn't have been that weird. So are people that watch anime but don't read manga like fake fans?
No, there are a lot of anime only fans.
Okay.
And I love that. There are some animes, I mean some manga stories that I only watch the anime series for, not the manga.
Okay.
Because I'm lazy and I'm already reading like 1,000 manga stories.
But I hear you.
It's just kind of like based off of preference.
And it's like a Japanese, like that's where it came from. It's Japanese culture.
Because there's different types. So there's manga is Japanese, manhwas are Korean, then there's webtoons, and there's like, I don't know what the Chinese one is, but the Chinese got some good ass comics too.
And is it because it's like spicy in a way that you don't get on anime, or like is there more creative freedom? Like, what is it about mangas that people are like, when they're into them, they're like into them?
It just honestly, it's just the storytelling, because yes, you know, there's so many different types.
Yeah,
see, when I got into the world of manga, manhwas and all this, I was on the romance side.
Right?
Like Inuyasha, it's an action, but it's not really that actiony. In Dragon Ball Z, I'd be like, yeah, like they fight, but I'm just watching for the animation. But I was on the romance side. Mm. So I was the one who's reading like Lovely Complex, Nana, all these like romance female based, and like even the gay ones that I read was like Jujo Romantica.
And that's Sex a big part of it, right? It's like there's a lot of queer manga.
There's a lot of queer manga, and there's so many different genres.
Right.
So it's like, for me, it's like, I think because I discovered the queer, the romance, and all of that, it just was really important to me. Also, the storytelling was just so good. Like, one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Before we get into the spicy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the wholesomeness to the
Tell
whole.
Tell me.
Well, one of my favorite mangas was Girlfriends.
Aww.
And it was about these two girls that met in school and fell in love.
Aww.
And now, like, they fought through so much internal, like, it was such an internal story.
Wow.
That, like, I'd even see them kiss until the last chapter. And then they fucked under the blanket, didn't see anything. And I was kind of mad at that because I was like, damn, I've been locked in with you for
you've been to day one.
Chapters.
Yeah.
You can let me see a titty or something. But,
wow.
But it was just, like, such a beautiful storytelling story,
and there wasn't that kind of representation in any media I was watching growing up.
No,
there was maybe like some queer like questioning and like Degrassi or some shit, but that's kind of nice to know that it was such a place where so much diversity in like sexuality or orientation or kink or whatever showed up.
And I think that's the thing, what I've always loved, and I think it shaped me and how I want to be loved in relationships, is that it was just so emotional base. Like, even Love Complex was about a taller girl and a shorter guy.
Aww.
And how he had to get over some of his complex, she had to get over his like love complex, like they just had to get over things to be together. And I think just seeing how like two people communicate and made things work, and it was just such a beautiful story, one of my favorite stories of all time. And like, That's the core of it. Like, just such great storytelling and such questioning the human condition and questioning the society. Like, I've read stories where it was like, I forgot the name of it, but it was a girl and a guy, and they were both thinking that they were trans. Mm-hmm. And they were going through the journey together, and the older girl was just like, maybe I was just a tomboy. And the woman was like, yeah, you know, that's totally okay. But then the girl went to her girlfriend, who, like, this was before the transition, was like, I think I might be a girl. And the girlfriend said, I guess I have a girlfriend. And that was the last page, and I saw this. I was like, it's just like stories like that that were just so impactful and so meaningful and so beautiful to me. Like,
there was none of that shit where I was growing up. To experience that would have been so good.
Just so powerful.
Yes.
And like, even like one of my favorite series of all time, Nana. It's basically about two girls who meet on a train and moving to Japan, and they have the same name and the beautiful friendship that they had, to the point where it's like, the connection between them, it was like, is this romantic? Is this not romantic? But it's just like the mutual love and the mistakes that they made. It had drama though, like baby daddies and rock stars and all this shit and like death. But it's just one of those stories where it was just like, for me, just the core of like what it means to be in someone's life.
What a beautiful relationship model.
Yeah.
To like hold yourself to a standard and be like, I want friends that are like this.
Yes.
Like, you will be important to me in this way that I have seen like healthy relationships modeled to me.
Yeah. And that's like really powerful. Learning the differences. And I think that's why I love especially shoujo manga so much. It just teaches you like what it means to communicate, what it means to have flaws.
Yeah.
What it means to be nervous, what it means to be scared, and just like raw authenticity in life, in love, and being
That's
alive.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about queer manga, specifically Yuri BL and all the chaos. So Yuri means stories about women loving women.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I've taken good notes.
You did.
Yaoi or BL, mm-hmm. boys love. Mm-hmm. That's what that's short for, is about men loving men.
Yes.
And here's the catch about all that. A lot of early yaoi was written by straight women for straight women. So sometimes it was like a way for people to even like get their own inner turmoil out on the page.
Yeah.
And that there's like a lot of queer manga.
Yes, there's a lot. And I believe, if I'm right, the ones that are created by queer men are called, because I've read them before, Bara manga.
Because that's what they were saying, is like, sometimes some of the BL is not as realistic because it was actually written by a straight woman.
Yes, yes, yes. So there's Bara, which is basically for queer men, by queer men. Those are some really great stories. They're usually beefier men.
Oh.
and then BL. So, yeah, I kind of got started with BL when I started reading manga. Like, BL was the thing. There's BL everywhere. You want a top? That's psychotic. I can give you millions. You want to... Ooh, I also have some thruple mangas.
Yes, please. Wait, so are there, like, labels on mangas that say, like, this is what genre you're in?
Yes.
How do you know?
So for me, usually BL is pretty easy to find. Ichi is when you know it's smut. Like,
okay, that's the big
quinoa.
Ichi.
Yeah,
you're gonna see quinoa.
Oh, I wish I brought a second laptop so I could. I'll just show you on my phone.
Okay,
I'll show you the first chapter of Pearl Boy. But yeah, I feel like for me, it was just like seeing guys in a very different way.
Oh, so you cannot answer this, but I feel like you will. Does like what turns you on in kink change because of what you saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
100%. 100%. I told you, like, I'm now accepting the fact that, like, if a guy wore elf, like, cat ears, I would go feral. I think I would, like burst into flames and, like, throw up in the bushes and do things that I could never, I would never want to be heard
but
of.
But I like that it's not that weird, because if someone reads manga, they're like, this isn't that crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that crazy. And there's some, I've read some crazy stuff.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I wrote down a section about the weirdest manga that actually exists. And I wanted to ask you what some of your most like WTF storylines were. I have a couple I can talk about. There's one called My Girlfriend is a T-Rex.
Yes.
A romance where the girlfriend is a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Yakitate, a baking manga where people orgasm from eating bread. A story, the title is A Story About My Uncle Who Turned Into a Baby. That's exactly what it says it is. So I feel like no explanation needed. But is everyone okay?
Now, the thing is, there's fabulous storytelling.
Uh-huh.
And then there's silly, goofy trolling.
Silly, goosey, silly.
I remember I read this manga about a chicken that was a superhero. Or like, yeah, and he would just like beat people up. And then like one of the chapters was him fucking one of the hens. And I'm like, why am I reading a two chicken?
But you're into it.
You know, I wasn't into that.
But just like the storytelling aspect of it.
Yeah, the storytelling.
Okay. Like, you kind of have to like abandon
like
realism to get into this.
There's a lot of that. Like one of my favorite animes was like I went to another world and was a slime or something like that. I thought that was so stupid. But it ended up being one of the best emotional stories.
Wow.
And this person was slime.
But at the core, it's making you cry.
I like a good story. I don't. The titles are weird because there are parts of like anime and manga that are like things you have to look out for, like predatory practices and like things like that. But I think that was a trend of yesteryears.
Good to know.
I'm not seeing that as much in the things I'm reading. And if I do, I just stop reading it. Mm. Especially a lot of fan service. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like seeing a girl who's like 5 pounds and titties the size of baseballs, like
it
that girl's back would crack.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of stories where that doesn't happen.
Okay.
So
good.
It's just like things like that.
Like representation is far spread and wide.
Yeah.
You just gotta kinda find your thing.
Yeah, you just gotta find your thing. And
okay. So there's, like you mentioned, like cute and flirty, smutty. So like shoujo smut.
Shoujo cute.
Cute. And then there's erotica, which is like hentai.
Yeah.
So there's really like a spectrum. Like you can graduate. You don't have to just start into like tentacles. You could start like two humans.
I mean, tentacles is just hentai. I mean, I don't look for the stories for tentacles.
Okay.
My 60 times is different.
Tell me.
Oh my God.
What's it for?
They have so many nasty stories. My friend actually sent me one last night. And it's just, it's about this girl who basically got two boys.
Okay.
And they just be fucking her.
Hell yeah.
And she would just like go to work, go home. People were like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are weird. And they're like,
Don't worry about it.
And they ended up in a happy, healthy relationship.
Okay. So this was a big question. How long is manga? How long does it take you to get through one? Like, there's ones that have series and chapters and many, many, many episodes. Like, how do I just start? Like, do I read a little one?
I would say for you to start, read a little one.
Okay.
I would say it really depends. What's your genre? What do you like? What do you like? Because there's like
I do
shonen.
Like fantasy. I've been recently, like, I did just get into like the Fourth Wing and the, like, I loved Hunger Games.
Okay.
I loved, what's the other one I just finished? I did read all of ACOTAR stuff that's out.
It's really good.
I like Fourth Wing better.
Okay.
But yeah, I think the way you're saying is like, I don't want to read shit where it's just like men treating women correctly and everyone like comes in their pants. Like I kind of want something more complex, like the throuple, like the sapphic love, like something a little bit more niched.
Okay. I can definitely ship on my little laptop.
How long does it take me to read through?
No, it depends. Some stories are only like 5 chapters and some stories are like 306.
No, I don't want that one. Don't okay, start me. So, give me a five chapter
okay,
one.
So we start off short.
Okay.
Shortest stories, and then we work our way up.
Yeah.
Some more, like, serialized series.
I would like to chronicle this on our podcast Instagram, too. Yes. Of me, like, starting.
Okay, okay. Because I do want you to read Pearl Boy, though.
Okay.
That I feel is like not I've a heard, manga.
It's not a manga? What
it's
is
a
it?
It's a manhwa.
What's up? Oh, that is
Korean.
Korean. Okay. Are you going to give me anything, or you just want me to go in blind? Okay. Well, now I'm glad you said that, because we've gotten to the part where I was researching some like very WTF mangas. Mm-hmm. And I came across one that is called Dick Fight Island.
Ooh.
Which is real. It's about men who fight using their dicks. And I printed out a scene for you and I to read.
Oh, wow.
This yours is the little crown emoji. So you mm-hmm. know what your lines are. And if you want to read the action lines, I don't mind if you want to give like a little dramatized reading. I figured we okay. could give the audience a taste of what's this called? Dick Fight? Dick Sword? Dick Fight Island.
I love that you found this. Okay.
Your name is Shiron,
mm-hmm.
and I'm Orochi.
Okay. Orochi, I've seen you train well, but are you ready to withstand my ultimate technique?
You're what now? You mean... your actual sword technique or your, you know.
Orochi, you know the rules. There are no swords on this battlefield. Only our bodies.
Oh my God. Oh, I changed this line. Is this a real fight or an OnlyFans collab?
This is a battle of stamina. A battle of endurance. Whoever finishes first loses.
I'm fighting for my honor with my dick? No one told me this was the actual battle strategy.
Looks like you should have trained harder in more ways than one.
Fine. Then let's do this. Battle music intensifies. Orochi and Shiren clash, their sacred weapons colliding with earth-shattering force. Armor rattles, muscles flex, sweat drips, tension rises.
Impressive, but can you handle this?
Shiren kills Orochi with his cock.
I'm going to read that one.
Wow! Is that kind of how it reads? Like, yeah. is it like intense and like
they're very serious.
I like that.
They die by whatever is going on in the story.
Honestly, I kind of didn't mind it. Like,
yeah.
it was giving plot growth.
Yeah,
strategy conflict.
Yeah, I just don't know how he killed him with his pinoy.
I'm assuming he stabbed him. It's a sword. It's dick sword, Dick Island. What's it called? Dick Fight Island.
Oh, so they become swords.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
specific?
I wish I'm a...
Excuse me? Sorry.
It's been a long time since I've been pierced with a sword.
Will you only date people that get it? Like, they don't have to read it, but they have to get it?
I think most of the people I've seen don't read it.
Really?
I would love to have a partner that would just snuggle in bed with me while I read the most graphic disgusting shit.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I do know.
Because it's just like, for me, it's like a mental release.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way of putting it.
It's just like,
Yeah.
I'm not as pent up anymore.
I like that. And mm-hmm. One thing I didn't realize when I was, researching this was like how complex it can be and how mm-hmm. good like how many different varieties of relationships and characters and health of a relationship it models. Like, I yeah. think that's really important, is like you might learn, like, I think the big conversation on TikTok about ACOTAR was people saying like, oh, the girls are just obsessed with a guy who like treats her well and makes him his world and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, no, that's just like a girl being treated right.
Yeah.
And y'all are mad that we're disappearing into these novels and becoming obsessed with them because we just want a guy who will like treat us like a princess a little bit
and be like, I deserve obsession.
Fuck yeah. If you deserve obsession, I don't want it.
Oh, and I think that's the thing, like, especially in anime, because you know a lot of guys only read like shoujin, the action versions. Mm. they read like, and a lot of that be queer coded too, because we two guys be like, I'll die for you. And you're like, just make out, bro.
Yeah.
But they only read those stories, and then they think, you know, they always look down on the shoujo, on the jochi, on the like feminine led stories. And honestly, it's always the same thing. In the shoujo, the guy is obsessed. In Kimi no Toke, that motherfucker was obsessed about the bitch that looks like the bitch from The Ring.
Listen, I can hear you talk about this shit all day.
For that girl, she looked like the character in The Ring.
With the hair?
And everything in school. And he was down bad. She would look at him, he blushing red. When they started dating, he was like, you know, I had to talk to my uncle about being a respectful young man. He was about to bust in that cooch, bro. I'm sorry. It's always been the same. Women want to be adored. Guys want, what is it called? A waifu.
What's a waifu?
Just like a big titty girl that's like, oh my God, save me. I love you so much.
Oh.
Those girls, you know, you see in anime.
Yeah.
So it's like, they can say whatever they want.
I could literally listen to you talk about this show all day. I understand half the words you're saying, and I am a fan.
Well, yeah, in that story, I read that one in high school. It's like, Kimi no Toke, I believe.
Wow, you have a great memory.
Oh, they just come up randomly.
Memory of an elephant over here.
And, like, it was about this girl who, like, was super shy, and, like, when she gets anxious, she looks like she's from The Ring, so she scared people off. So she came to high school, and then basically the popular boy in school had a crush on her. And, like, they fell in love. One of the best stories. I'll send you that one, too, but that one's a longer one, so we'll put it later down on the list.
We're talking about mental health, too. I love this.
Yeah, it's a lot of mental health stories. There are some amazing stories, and then there's dick fighting battle stories.
And then
there's
dick sword fight.
Yeah.
Okay, so I looked up what were the best beginner stories to start with, if this sounds like something maybe you should be interested in, honestly. Just seeing the way you've talked about it in the past, I was always interested, but now I'm like, oh, I think I need to feel something.
Yo,
like, I'm not
feeling
enough.
You'll cry in the middle of the woods, and then you realize you're just in the Uber.
I'd be crying all the time. Okay, so Death Note.
Yes.
Was recommended.
Classic.
Crime thriller with a little murder.
Mm-hmm.
One Piece
is a commitment.
Pirate treasures and never-ending plot lines. Mm-hmm. It's a commitment.
Over 1,000 chapters.
Girl, what?
Over 1,000 episodes, too.
Are they still writing?
Yeah, it's still going on. It's actually now ending. It's been like 10 years. I don't know. I mean, I know whoever, Oda, who is the creator of it, I know he's making money.
He's sitting on it. Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan is good. People are going to hate me for this.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand. I understand the story. I just haven't taken out the time to really... fully get it.
Someone on Reddit described it as depression, but make it action-packed.
Yes.
Okay.
And naked people. So
now you're speaking my language.
But not in the sexy way.
Oh, still speaking my language?
You're a disgusting.
Fruits Basket? Joyce is falling forward, head in hands. She's coming back to life.
Fruit. I haven't heard that name in... And I knew it was going to be on the list. That's like one of the most iconic.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
You definitely, honestly, that should probably be the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone described it as romance with a sprinkle of trauma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joyce, by the way, is biting one of her fingers in her mouth, but I don't even think she knew she was doing it. That was just
friend.
Your default. Your default was to be biting your little fingy like you just had a secret.
Oh, my old friend.
This puts you in a place.
Oh, I was a different girl back then.
Spy X Family.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my fun.
It said funny, like the more light, heartwarming.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Joyce, can you believe we've already gone a whole episode?
No, it feels like 10 minutes. Wait, let me show you this manga real quick.
Uh-oh, she's about to bust out a manga. While you're looking for it, where can people find you? Because obviously we want to follow everything you're doing.
Please follow me on all platforms, A Tribe Called Joyce. on all platforms. Why'd I say it twice? Let me do it again.
No, do it. Do it a third time. Okay. Fuck it. No filter.
Follow me on all platforms, A Tribe Called Joyce. Come join the tribe. And now I'm going to show Our Beautiful Friend Here, something horribly graphic.
Oh, is it horribly graphic in a good way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because that's the other thing, is like manga is comic, so it's not only dialogue, but it's pictures.
It's pictures. It's, I think for me, it's, and it's usually a quick read, like one chapter would be like 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's digestible for my ADHD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because sometimes, you know, when it takes me to read, I have to like make sure I have nothing that day.
Yep.
No plans.
No distractions.
Not, like, staring at the wall, looking at the clock to still be late somehow.
Listen, while Joyce is looking that up, it would be a good time for you to perhaps rate this podcast. Give it 5 stars. If you're not going to rate it 5 stars, please don't rate it at all, because I am fucking sensitive. And y'all, be patient with me over the next 2 weeks for these episodes while I am moving. I anticipate when I move into my new place, I'm going to have to set up the podcast studio. So just don't expect too much, okay? Keep your expectations at a min. At a min or at a reg. Okay, Joyce is about to hand me her phone. And she's about to show me. What am I looking at? What is this from?
So this is In the Doghouse.
Okay. Well, also, is this an app or what is this at your... Okay. Do I keep scrolling down?
Yeah.
It was the grandest wedding to ever take place in the history of the empire. Woohoo. There's a little... this is beautiful, by the way. Is this how you read it? You just go down like this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This is like a beautiful town. Someone's hand... Amid the flood of well wishes, the reception came to a close. Hick, Courtney, Twitch. Should I stop? And somebody's big old thing is in between somebody's toes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hick. No. Oh. Okay. Wow. This is... Who details this? This is incredible. She's giving him a foot job.
Mm-hmm.
But like a very specific... pinched foot job.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is hyper realistic. Oh, there's cum all over her feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. There's cum everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And also it says after he came, Twitch. Oh, wait. No, it says. Nyah.
Yeah.
Twitch, tremble, splurt, tremble, tremble, hick, tremble, squeeze, fwep, twitch, tremble, twitch. Nyah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a moment alone after this.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen to you where you read something and you're like, I got to pause for a good 5 minutes.
I had to go inside and read grass after Pearl Boy.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. So I want Pearl Boy.
Pearl.
She can't even contain herself. She's about to burst.
I would die for Dushik. I would do anything for Dushik. Anything for that top. I would pull every hair out of my head. I would wash his dishes every single day. I would become a trad wife. I'd never speak.
Oh, what we figured out what will change Joyce's brand. We found the one payment that'll do it.
A good man. That's that's rarity.
Dead. Okay, Joyce, thank you so much for being here. This was a hoot and a half. I adore you. Thank you for teaching us about your fun little world.
Thank you.
Confidants, do you read manga? If you do, tell us about it below. What's your favorite? Where should I start? And don't forget to follow this adventure on Confidently Pod on Instagram. We will see you next week, bitches. Bye, Joy.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.